The Madras. Monthly rents at one co-living apartment block in Wembley, London start at £1,450 for a studio, and £1,590 for a one-bedroom flat. They go up to £2,200 for a two-bed and £3,000 for a three-bed. A report by Transport for New Homes has found that the scramble to build new homes is producing houses next to bypasses and link roads which are too far out of town for people to walk or cycle there, and which lack good local buses. At Great Western Park near Didcot in Oxfordshire, residents climb over a fence to get where they need to go, because footpaths with neighbouring areas are so poor. At Castlemead in Wiltshire, people wanting to use the shops, community centre or pub have to use an underpass after dark, or brave the lorries on a bypass without a footpath. And at Priors Hall Park near Corby in Northamptonshire, developers trumpeted the estate's closeness to the M1 for the commute to London, but 7 years since the first section was completed, there's no shop or cafe on site. A Guardian investigation has found that a growing number of vulnerable homeless people are being fined, given criminal convictions and even imprisoned for begging and rough sleeping. Over 50 local authorities have public service protection orders in place prohibiting begging and loitering. The number of families being moved out of London by councils has increased dramatically, rising by almost 50% in the first half of 2018. Councils have sent homeless households as far away as Glasgow, Newcastle, and Cardiff in the last year. More than 1,200 households were sent out of the capital in the first 6 months of this year, a 46% rise in the number of out-of-London placements. Around 80% of people moved onto Universal Credit are in arrears before receiving the payment, which takes up to 8 weeks to come through, meaning increasing numbers are finding it impossible to pay the rent, fueling the homelessness crisis.